Hi, this is Sarah with iDream Global. Often on iDream, I like to use this platform to share some of my dream experiences for three reasons. Number one, to cause you to desire to dream. Number two, to desire dream interpretation. And number three, to teach you how to pray into your dreams. We know that increased awareness is key to how we process the events in our everyday life. It's God's purpose for us to understand what He's giving to us in the night so we can know what to do in the day. And today, I want to share a dream that I just had last night. In this dream, I learned the importance of seeing through a very difficult place where I've been recently. The setting was in London, back to when I was 23 years old. This surprised me a lot because 23 was a number that was important at a time in my life when I was completing my first degree in architecture. I wouldn't say right now it was the easiest of times, but in this dream, God took me back to see in a new way what could have been accomplished and what I will accomplish in the future. I walked into a street. As you know, many streets in London tend to have a very, very aged appearance. It was a time of the night, and the three dominant colors were violet, purple, and indigo. When I looked up the dream symbols for violet, purple, and indigo, they were all related to a scripture, Isaiah 11:2, that speak to increased spiritual and mental clarity, increased spiritual authority, intercession, and prosperity. When I looked up the number 23, to my surprise, it also meant prosperity and abundance and plenty of wealth. So is it a coincidence that God would take me back to London when I was 23 years old, the year of my final year in architecture studio? And here we are, I was running the race and finishing well. Interestingly, I was running in the night. And I said, why would I be running in the night, God? Recently, I've been talking a lot about the midnight charge, a time in the night where God is giving His people the strength to run through the narrow hours of the night, better put, to run through the most difficult and pressing moments in our lives. We know that we have a crowd of witnesses waiting and cheering us on our journey. In this dream, I had a crowd of witnesses cheering me on. I had a t-shirt that said, London 23 Reborn. I can tell you that lately I've been feeling super burned out. And it's true, in life, we run races, we go through things, and we burn out. We burn out from disappointments, we burn out from failed relationships, we burn out from issues. Life just has issues. We burn out from heartbreak. But when I look at the colors again, indigo, for example, it talks about the authority to heal people and to heal oneself, especially folks dealing with foundational and internal issues, heartbreaks, mental disorders, being emotionally burned out. Here I was, God speaking into my dream and into the very deep, deep places of pain that I've been going through all this week, and saying, Sarah, I will heal you emotionally in the places you have burned out with pain. I will heal your heartbreaks. How encouraging our God is, how strong and mighty He is to use a time of rest to come and speak peace to us in the places where we've been distraught. And I went on to see violet, as I mentioned earlier, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Even in this difficult time, I've been waking in the early hours and the Lord just pouring in my heart about the spirit of the fear of the Lord. When I went to the noon prayer meeting at FOH, I prayed into the microphone that there would be an increased awareness of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Lo and behold, last night in my dream, I saw the color violet, and violet, again, spirit of the fear of the Lord. Friends, let us not be discouraged. that when we see things in our dreams, that they would not mean anything. God is speaking to us through dreams. God is using color. God is using numbers. God is even using people that we know. And that brings me to my next and last point for today. In my dream, I saw one of my most favorite professors, April. An amazing lady. She's had an amazing impact in my master's so far, and just an enjoyable person to be around, and someone that I know that God will continue to use as positive influence academically and mental strength in my walk. And April was there with me amongst a crowd of witnesses. She was there teaching me, showing me what to do. I can testify before you, friends, that every single time I've seen April in my dreams, it's associated with mental strength, mental health, and positivity. She was there injecting God energy. Let us not be mistaken. God will use different symbols. He will use people symbols. He will use color symbols. He will use numbers. And when I woke up this morning from this dream, I just opened up my journal, and the first thing I wrote was London 23 Reborn. So I want to pray for you right now. For those of you who do not dream, those of you who have lost the desire to dream, those of you who have lost courage with knowing what to do in your dreams, I just want to pray for you that, Father, in the name of Jesus, awaken, awaken, awaken a spirit of the fear of the Lord in an increased measure. Cause an increased sensitivity that will bring about desire, that will bring about new courage, that will increase faith, because faith can only increase. Faith never decreases. And faith is simply speaking your word. Just declare over yourself now that, in the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord. As you're speaking the word of the Lord in hearing this recording, your faith is rising. Your desire to dream is rising. Your eyes are opening in a new way. Paul says in Ephesians, Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. David says in the Psalms, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things in your works. Deuteronomy 11 talks about, fix my eyes on your words. Bound them on my hands. Let them be forever on my forehead. Lord, cause the burning bush to burn so deeply within us like it burned through Moses. And he built a desire within him to want to see in a new way. So I declare over you, friends, that you will see in a new way. I declare that you will desire to dream in the name of Jesus. I declare that your time of rest in the night will be a productive time with the Holy Spirit, that you will see, that you will understand, you will heal emotionally, even just as I healed. In my dream, I got up, I was healed thoroughly. And God often uses dreams in my life to bring about healing. He uses dreams for intercession. He uses dreams to show me how I'm going to move on in the days ahead. Let us come away from a misunderstanding that dreams are related in our cosmos environment just for us to achieve worldly things. No, there is much more than this paradigm. What of our understanding? Let God shift your thinking to a new level, even as he causes you to prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen.